Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. The Mexico City Tourism Authority is organizing all kinds of Frida Kahlo tours for the many tourists they're expecting over the next couple of months. Travel World's Melanie Refus is with me today to fill us in on some Frida favorites.
You know, Frida Kahlo loved her Mexico City. I mean, she, of course, is the most famous female artist of the 20th century to come out of Mexico City, known for those wonderfully colorful watermelon pictures and all her self-portraits that fetch zillions of dollars today in museums all around the world. She's also the one with the one eyebrow, the monobrow, as they call it. I think she's pretty well known for that image. But she loved her Mexico City and her neighborhoods. And her Blue House is where she was born. It's now a museum, the Casa Azul, as they say in Spanish. And they've turned it into a really interesting kind of a museum. It's almost a garden. And, of course, to cash in on the zillions of tourists down there who are doing their own Frida tours, there's a great gift shop, which is always at the end of the line at these museums. But around the Blue House is her neighborhood where she was born and hung out. And as with many Mexico areas and Mexico cities in Mexico, the cafes and the people watching is absolutely primo. So if you can spend a day at the Casa Azul and any numbers of hours and evenings at all of the cafes around, you'll get a pretty good idea of what it was like to be Frida Kahlo in Mexico City.
For more information on tourism in Mexico City, 1-800-44-MEXICO or www.mexicocity.gov.mx. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, online now with Jeff Greenwald, travel author for about 20 years. Jeff, tell us a bit more about some of your favorite stories that you've picked.
I like all the stories. I think some of my personal favorites are the ones about maps. I really just grew up loving maps, and there are a few stories in there about my encounters with maps that I think are very nice. I love the story about being with the people who are trying to win the California State Lottery and the unlikely personalities that came together for that event. But I think of all the stories in the book, the one that maybe is the most endearing to me is the one I wrote specifically for the book, which is the introduction. And that is a story set in Iran. I traveled to Iran to witness the total solar eclipse of the sun in 1999. And I found, as you often find in your travels, that the Iran I had read about in the American newspapers and, you know, with all the fear-mongering and us-against-them kind of reportage was 180 degrees different from the unbelievable hospitality, kindness, warmth, intelligence, and generosity of the Iranians who I met in Shiraz, in Isfahan, and in Tehran. And I think that it's really a wonderful thing when you can be a travel writer for 20 years and go to a place like Iran and learn a profound lesson yourself about preconceptions, misconceptions, and the real way that people are and behave on planet Earth.
Words to live by. This is Willem Backus with the Travel World Report and Jeff Greenwald's book that's available at www.jeffgreenwald.com.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.